This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Generosity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Generosity is a virtue and niggardliness is a bad quality which brings degradation, destroys dignity and honor, and deprives the needy of their due rights. So generosity is good, but niggardliness is not. Miserliness is not. Being frugal is not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "And not let those deem who are niggardly in giving away that which Allah has granted them out of His grace, that it is good for them, nay, it is worse for them. Behold, you are those who are called upon to spend in Allah's way, but among you are those who are niggardly. And whoever is niggardly is niggardly against his soul, and Allah is self-sufficient, and you have need of Him." Brothers and sisters, being frugal and miser is not a positive trait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how to fulfill the needs of His servants. But all the while He can take care of the needs of His people, He has given each single one of us a chance to be generous and fulfill the need of other believers. But let's say, God forbid, if we choose not to fulfill those needs, Allah is not dependent on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. He is able to take care of those needs. It's just that we're not going to get any reward out of it. And in some cases, if we're not fulfilling the need of a believer while we can, we will be punished. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of generosity and how generosity is a virtue while niggardliness is a bad quality. Being generous and helping others is a positive trait. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, "Surely Allah does not love him who is proud, boastful. Those who are niggardly and bid people to be niggardly and hide what Allah has given them of His grace, and we have prepared for the unbelievers a disgraceful chastisement." Notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word of unbelievers for those who are niggardly. The Holy Prophet, Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Beware of being niggardly, because it has always been the main cause of destruction for those who were before you. This vice ordered them to tell lies, and they obeyed. It ordered them to oppress others, and they obeyed. And it ordered them to ignore family ties, and they obeyed." The fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said, "A believer cannot be cowardly, covetous, and niggardly." Imam Rida alayhi salam, the eighth divinely appointed Imam, said, "The generous are near to Allah, near to people, and near to paradise. The niggardly are far from Allah, far from people, and far from paradise." Notice how it draws a parallel between, you know, somebody who is generous versus somebody who is niggardly in relation to them being close to Allah. So it's not just that if we don't help others, other believers, and if we're not fulfilling, you know, generously fulfilling their needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be able to do so either. No, that's not the case. It's just that we have been given an opportunity to seek that nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nearness to paradise through us being generous. ¶¶
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.